Our topic is relief for physical pain and discomfort. In A Course in Miracles, it teaches that you think you have many problems, yet you only have one. Your one problem is that you think that you are separated from God. In truth, this problem has been solved because it has never occurred. It is impossible for you to be separated from God, as God did not create you to be separate from Him. You are one with God, now and forever. Because you accepted this false idea of separation into your mind, you are now experiencing the effect of that decision. Instead of knowing yourself as one with God, all-powerful, safe, innocent, happy, whole, and eternal, you're now experiencing yourself as the opposite, a separated body, limited, vulnerable, sinful, and powerless. This is called the illusion. Instead of knowing the truth of who you are now experiencing the illusion of who you are. It's as if you've gone to sleep to the truth. You haven't done anything to the truth by deciding against it. Only the truth is true. Yet you do become unaware of the truth whenever you accept illusions. You cannot blend truth and illusions because illusions are not true. When you accept one, you give up your awareness of the other. You are either awake or asleep. You cannot be both. The idea of separation and a separated self has become so ingrained in your belief system that it is rarely questioned. All healing is of the mind, because only the mind can decide on sickness. Physical pain and sickness can only happen to a body. If you accept the illusion that you are a body, limited, vulnerable, and powerless, then sickness becomes a possibility, but only in your mind. The Course teaches that God did not create the body, nor did He create sickness, lack, pain, suffering, or death. These are options that you accepted in the place of truth, the moment you accepted that you could be separated from God. As a child of God, you are all-powerful, just as God is. God is the only true cause, and you are the effect of the cause. It's like you are the ray of the sun, and God is the sun or the source of the light. An effect can never be anything other than what the cause intended it to be. Yet you do have the capacity to deny your true self, and it is this denial that is causing your pain and suffering. In the Course in Chapter 10, under the Idols of Sickness, in Chapter number 4, under the End of Sickness, it says this, if God created you perfect, you are perfect. If you believe that you can be sick, you have placed other gods before Him. God is not at war with the god of sickness you have made, but you are. He is the symbol of deciding against God, and you are afraid of Him because He cannot be reconciled with God's will. If you attack Him, you will make Him real to you. But if you refuse to worship Him in whatever form He may appear to you, and wherever you think you see Him, He will disappear into nothingness out of which He was made. Reality can dawn only on an unclouded mind. It is always there to be accepted, but its acceptance depends on your willingness to have it. This may be frustrating to hear, especially when you're hurting. Many people get overwhelmed at this point because they mistakenly think that they now have something else to do on top of dealing with the pain. It's hard to imagine that you are doing this to yourself, but if you will consider that this is what is happening, you will also be shown how to end the pain. One of the most important things to remember is to not judge yourself and to do what is in front of you to do. For every decision, pause and ask for guidance, and then follow what is most peaceful and compelling. If you judge yourself or choose to feel guilty, then you will validate the illusion, and this will delay your happiness. It is not up to you to heal your own mind. Your part is to accept that you have accepted what is not true in the place of truth. You have accepted that you are a body, separated, vulnerable, limited, and powerless. Recognize that you have accepted an illusion in the place of truth, and then invite your higher wisdom or the Holy Spirit to correct that error for you. Once your mind is healed of this misperception, then your body will be healed as a result, as the body is the effect of the mind. Here are some steps you can take to accelerate your healing. Step number one, as an awareness exercise, tune into your pain or your illness and write down or mentally write down all the reasons why you believe that you have this pain. Things like, I was in an accident. I injured myself. I didn't take care of myself. I made a mistake. The doctor says my pain is the effect of another condition. I deserve the pain. I don't know how to stop the pain. Maybe I'm being punished, etc. Be thorough in your assessment. Once you have your list, you can do a prayer of invitation like this. Dear God, I have mistakenly accepted that I am a body and that I am separated from you. Along with that decision, I also accepted that I am vulnerable and prone to illness, pain, and suffering. Without realizing it, I also accepted many reasons for the pain that I'm experiencing, and I've been using these reasons to validate the pain and give it reason for being as it is. I turn all of this over to you. I give you my thoughts, my attention, my misperceptions, my list of reasons, and anything else that is contributing to this pain, illness, or discomfort. I am willing to see all of this differently. I am determined to know the truth of who I am. I am as you created me. I am not a body. I am one with you, eternal spirit, whole, complete, innocent, powerful, safe, healed, and loved. Thank you for healing every part of my mind that has accepted illusions in the place of truth. I want happiness instead of pain. I want the truth instead of this. I dedicate this whole situation to the truth, and my goal is peace. Thy will be done. Amen. Step number two. Use a combination of EFT and prayer to ease the physical pain and discomfort. You can download a free copy of my Miracles in Prayer handbook at freeprayerbook.com. The prayer book has 150 prayers for everyday living on many different topics and is focused on the healing of your thoughts. It is helpful to read the prayers and also apply the EFT tapping sequence on your body while you read. You can refer to our free EFT tapping points diagram to locate the tapping points. Let's do some release work on this together. Go ahead and take a long, deep cleansing breath and tune into the physical discomfort or the pain that you're experiencing right now. Go ahead and give it a number between 1 and 10, with 10 being most significant. Close your eyes and turn inward. Bring your attention to the pain, the discomfort, or the illness, and modify my words as you need to. And now repeat after me. Even though I have this pain and I don't know how to solve it, I forgive myself. I release all the frustration, all the overwhelm, and all the anguish this has caused me. Let's go to the other side of the chest. I have no use for this pain. I surrender all my reasons for having it. I want peace instead of this. Let's go to the center of the chest. Even though this pain has been frustrating, it has been a disruption in my life. I forgive myself for not knowing how to solve it. I release the past. I am willing
to turn it all over to God and to be shown my way out of the pain. Let's go to the top of the head. I am learning that pain is the effect of accepting what is not true. Let's go to the eyebrow point. I am not a body, separated, vulnerable, and powerless. Go to the side of the eye. I am as God created me. I am spirit, eternal, infinite, all-powerful, loved, whole, and complete. Now down under the eye on the cheek point, I am not a body. I am free. I am as God created me. Now pause and take a nice, long, deep, cleansing breath, feeling your shoulders relax, feeling all the space down through your spine, just loosening and expanding, giving yourself this much-needed break, not carrying this burden of pain, truly asking for help to see it differently, to be willing to see through the pain to the other side so that you can get back to the peace that is God's will for you. This may be a lot for your mind to process, but just give room to the idea that God would never choose this pain for you. It is His will that you know His love and have all the happiness, the comfort, peace, and abundance that He wills for you. All of this will be known to you once your reasons and decisions against His will have been undone. When we do this, we don't even realize that we're doing it. It's something that we have all learned from many years of hearing people think that they are separated from God. But it's time to reclaim the truth. Let's start tapping over the heart again and say this: I am aware that I have accepted pain as a possibility, either for myself or someone else. And now I am experiencing the effects of my decision. I forgive myself. Let's go to the other side of the chest. I am determined to see this differently. I want the truth instead of this. Let's go to the center of the chest. I release all the pain, all the discomfort, all the frustration, all the self-judgment, and all the guilt. I accept. I am as God created me. I am entitled to happiness. Let's go up to the eyebrow point. Dear God, please give me the vision to remember the truth of who I am and who everyone else is. Heal my mind of all judgment, guilt, and misperception. Side of the eye, let the truth correct all the errors in my mind. Under the eye, I will step back and let you lead the way. I want the light instead of darkness. I want peace instead of pain. Go down to the chin point. I forgive myself and everyone else. Now go down to the inside of the knee, on the inside of the kneecap. Thank you in advance for a peaceful and happy outcome. My goal is peace. Let's pause again, joining together in a nice, relaxing breath, letting go of all that is not true, clearing the mind, making a space for our higher wisdom to intervene on our behalf. Remember that your part is the invitation, and it is the Holy Spirit, or your higher wisdom, that will accomplish your goal of peace. Your willingness, combined with the strength of God, is what brings miracles. A miracle is the result of a shift in perception. As your perceptions shift away from worry and fear to peace and happiness, the effect is that everything you see and feel will be healed as a result. All healing is of the mind. As the mind is healed, the body or the effect of the mind is healed as well. Go ahead and take another nice, deep cleansing breath and take a moment to reflect on your primary reason for having this pain or the discomfort. Now let's join together and release those reasons and make room for God to intervene on your behalf. Let's tap on the center of the chest. I am willing to release all of my reasons for having this pain. I will not dwell on those reasons. I will place my focus on the truth of who I am and give my full attention to my source and creator. Let's go to the top of the head. I will refrain from judging myself or my condition or judging others or deciding on a negative outcome. I will leave a space for you in my mind that is free of judgment, that you may intervene and heal my thoughts for me. On the eyebrow point, I want peace instead of pain. I am as you created me. I am your holy child. I want to know the freedom and the happiness that is your will for me. Let's go now to the over the top of the heart. Thank you for showing it to me in a way that I can understand it. Let's pause and take another deep breath, continuing to relax the body. Feel a wave of beautiful light going down and through the body, releasing and letting go of any tension or tightness. Any burden that you're carrying, any worries, any fears, simply letting them go and letting the light come through. On a final note, tune inward and determine if there is any person that you are judging or seeing as less than whole. It might be yourself or someone else. The Course states that sickness is anger taken out on the body. If there is any person you are angry at, or that you are seeing as flawed, inadequate, evil, or less than whole, your judgment against them is holding you in pain. Remember that you can forgive them because in truth, they cannot alter what God created within you. Your decision to see yourself as damaged or altered or even annoyed is holding the idea of separation in place. Would you be willing to forgive them and release them so you can set yourself free? If your answer is yes, then let's do this together. You can start by tapping over the heart. Dear God, I am aware that I've been holding some judgments and perhaps some grievances against other people. I have been seeing them as less than whole and capable of altering me. Let's go to the other side of the chest. I release all of my judgments. I am willing to see past their words, their annoying habits, their behaviors, and even through their appearance. Center of the chest, please give me the vision to see the truth of them, to acknowledge the innocence and the light within them, the light you created. Let's go now to the top of the head. I am willing to see that this other person is whole, innocent, and complete as you created them, and I am one with them. Let's go to the eyebrow point. I release all judgments. I am determined to focus only on what is true. As I forgive them, I am forgiven. As I release them, I am released because I am one with them. Thy will be done. Amen. Remember that once you invite your healing to occur, it will happen in exact proportion to your willingness to accept it without deciding against it. If you hold on to the idea that you are a body, vulnerable and powerless, separated from God, you will delay your happiness. If you hold on to your reasons for having your pain or illness, you will also delay your happiness. God is pure love and will never decide against you or force you to think differently. The Course states that love waits on welcome, not on time. Once you lay down your misperceptions, your judgments against yourself and others, and you lay down all defenses against the truth, and you welcome God to heal your mind, and you want only truth instead of illusions, then healing is total. It's not as hard as it sounds, because it is the undoing of what never was. And if you will invite Him, the Holy Spirit will accomplish it for you. Your part is to set the goal of peace and then make room for Him without resistance. Together, we place our future in the hands of God. Remember always to expect miracles. This is Robin Duncan with the Miracle Center of California. And if you haven't done so already, you can download a free copy of our EFT Tapping Points Diagram from the EFT training page on our website at miraclecenterofca.com, or you can watch one of our training videos on how to combine EFT with prayer on our YouTube channel at Robin Duncan 100.